Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation, Selena's discussion covers exploring and crafting personal and community spring customs, chants, symbols, rituals, and meditations. And this encore presentation is from 2012.
Welcome to Circle Craft Show and Study with Selena Fox, and happy spring equinox to everyone. Tonight's show is going to focus on celebrating spring with rituals and meditations, developing your own traditions from those that have gone before and from ones that may occur to you as part of your own spring planning. I'm going to begin with a chant that I wrote many years ago, and this chant connects with welcoming spring and the elements. We honor the fertile earth. We honor the warming breezes. We honor the waxing light. We honor the nurturing rains. Welcome spring, new life to bring to land, to us, to all. Welcome spring, rebirth we sing within and round us all. And as I do this chant again, I invite you now to work with it as a meditation. We honor the fertile earth, focusing on the earth. It's rich, dark soil, new shoots coming up. We honor the warming breezes, fragrant breezes, warm breezes, circulation of the air, the hint of spring in the air. We honor the waxing light. Yes, the days are of equal light and dark. The days are getting longer again. We honor the nurturing rains and all the waters that bring forth life. Welcome spring, new life to bring. Feel the power of springtime, the new life emerging, to land in the land not only where you are, but throughout this northern hemisphere, to us, to all. Welcome spring, rebirth we sing, and feel that song of rebirth rising up within you. Within and round us all, we honor the fertile earth. We honor the warming breezes. We honor the waxing light. We honor the nurturing rains. Welcome spring, new life to bring, to land, to us, to all. Welcome spring, reap we sing, within and round us all. Spring equinox, there are themes, not only in the Circle Craft tradition, but across different traditions. And let's take a look at some of the themes that are connected with spring equinox. First of all, there's balance, equal day and light and darkness, day and night. Balance within oneself. The theme of cleansing, the notion of spring cleaning, is an ancient one. Clearing away the old to make new growth possible. The theme of fertility. Fertility in the land, crops, all life. The egg being a symbol of fertility. The rabbit being another. The basket of eggs, another fertility symbol. Flowers, the greening grass. All new beginnings manifesting as fertility. Then the theme of rebirth, renewal, resurrection. For after the winter time, the land is greening again, trees are sprouting their leaves, at least in these temperate zone climates where we are. And that whole idea of not only the rebirth of life and growth, vegetative growth in the springtime, but within ourselves, that whole idea of spring fever, really wanting to get out and be with nature. The theme of new beginnings, starting something new, innovation, creativity, another powerful theme. And in the circle craft tradition, there are a variety of different ways to celebrate spring equinox and the spring season. I want to share some of these tonight, and then we are going to do a ceremony together connecting with some of these traditions. Signs of spring, taking a nature walk, really looking at changes in the land, the climate, creatures, plants, and as you see new life coming forth, you reflect on yourself renewing, just as other parts of nature you encounter are doing this. Spring cleaning, not only in and around your home, but in your life, picking an area, don't have to tackle it all at once, but pick something as a spring cleaning ceremony. It could be a particular area that you work in or live or dwell in. Sweep, scrub, burning a candle, reorganizing. It can be some particular area of your life that you work with. Related to this is another tradition, airing out your home. First, very wonderful warm day, and certainly in some country we've had some very unusually warm days, which has made it possible, and I've already done the airing out of the home ritual, opening up the windows and letting the air flow through the whole place. Really a wonderful way of letting the new air come in. Another wonderful ritual that one can do is to renew your own home altar. So you take everything off, you clean your altar, you wipe it down, the area around it, and then you take a look at what are you going to keep and return to the altar? What do you want to change? Is it a pattern? What kind of other things might you put there? So you basically take a look at it, make some choices, and also add some symbols of spring. Decorating the home with spring images is a really ancient tradition, and it's one of my favorite ones. A wreath on the door with spring images on it, taking some budding branches, putting them in a vase, setting it in a place where you can be reminded of nature budding around you. Putting symbolic or actual flowers around the home, eggs, colored eggs, egg symbols around the home. Certainly, Ostara, a name for this holiday, has not only the eggs connected with it, but rabbit hair, bunny images. And as you decorate the home with images, spring being alive within your home and yourself as well as around you. I like taking a walk out in nature and finding some symbols of spring and bringing them into the home. It's a wonderful thing to do. Certainly another spring ceremony is to work with eggs, coloring them, hiding them, and having hunts with friends, decorating with them, eating them, doing divination with them. And a number of years ago, I created what I call the New Growth Choices Egg Rolling Divination. And if you go to the Circle Sanctuary website and you go under Teachings and you go under Celebrating the Seasons and then select Spring Equinox, you will get complete instructions on how to do the egg rolling divination for New Growth Choices. Essentially, you take a hard-boiled egg and you put a little circle on the top of it, on the bottom of it, and then you divide the panels, marking with a marker or with crayons, is usually what I use, into four sections, and you think of four things that you might try out this spring and do a symbol for each and put that symbol in each of the four panels around the egg. And then on spring equinox or sometime shortly thereafter, we're going to be celebrating spring's arrival on Saturday at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. Go to a place, ideally outside, where you can take your egg, reflect on these possible choices, roll it down a hill, or if you have an indoor place, roll it in a place where you can go and take a look and see which of the panels has shown right side up. Take a look at that symbol, and that's a signal to you where to put your new growth in the spring to come. One of the choices that you have selected will make itself appear. Another wonderful ritual is making a spring tonic. Getting some new shoots and boiling up water, turning off the heat, then putting the leaves in, or if it's a root crop that you're working with, like dandelion root, then you have it on a low boil. You make that tea, you drain out the herbs, and then you sip it to rejuvenate yourself. One of my favorite spring tonics is lemon balm, Melissa officinalis. If you're a gardener, blessing seeds and starting the seeds is a great thing to do during the spring season. An old tradition is to take on some kind of new article of clothing. In fact, one of the traditional colors is green, to wear on the green in some kind of clothing or put a green sprig in one's hat, symbolizing new growth, new life springing forth. There's a variety of different ways of blessing gardens if you're a gardener, clearing away the debris, and I like burying an egg for fertility, doing work to imagine abundance coming to the land. So spring equinox and the whole spring season can be a wonderful time, not only for seed blessings, but garden blessings, or if you're on a farm, blessings of the field. And then finding a spring meditation to do, and one of the things we'll be doing at our ceremony tonight is a spring meditation, connecting with Ostara and her companion, the rabbit. So as we look at some of these rituals, We're going to draw from them and create a short ritual together tonight. Start out with the chant that we did earlier, and this time I'm going to add some music. So feel free to speak or sing along as you wish. We imagine the circle of light all around us, and we call into our circle from the sacred directions. The earth from the north, the warming breezes from the east, the waxing light, the sacred fire from the south, the nurturing rains, the waters from the west, and in the center, we experience that waxing light above us, the greening earth beneath us, and we feel the rebirth within us and around us, the spirit of spring, as we welcome spring with this chant. We honor the fertile earth. We honor the warming breezes. We honor the waxing light. We honor the nurturing rains. Welcome spring, new life to bring to land, to us, to all. Welcome spring, rebirth we sing within and round us all. And now in the next few moments of quiet, we work with our breath, breathing in the power of spring as a cleansing power. And as we breathe out, we release whatever we wish to dispel from our lives. Let it dissolve away, taking deep, slow breaths, spring cleaning breaths. And as we continue to breathe, we experience the rejuvenation of spring flowing in us and around us. We focus now on the magic balance. At this time, where days and nights are of equal length, focus on the word balance in the next few moments of quiet, and the balance of day and night, and in the next few moments of quiet, call to mind some area of your life that you feel balanced in already, and give thanks silently for this balance. And celebrate that balance. And now call to mind some area in your life in which you would like more balance. And in the next few moments of quiet, imagine yourself finding a way to bring balance to that area. And then as you take some more deep, slow breaths, we call to mind the divine that is within spring since ancient times. Images that are sacred images of spring. We call to mind green gods and green goddesses, spirits of flowers. The magic of eggs. The sacred sun and some sacred places, ancient, contemporary, personal, historic and prehistoric, call to mind some sacred places connected with spring. We now prepare ourselves to journey more deeply into springtime, taking some deep, slow breaths, closing your eyes if that's something comfortable to do for you. Journey inward and imagine that you are in journey to connect with spring equinox and the divine in some ancient ways. Relax and center yourself by taking some more deep, slow breaths. Now journey even more inward. Imagine you are in a hilly countryside. And that it's just before the dawn at the start of springtime. The land around you is nearing the end of its wintertime slumber. Now you experience yourself facing the east at this pre-dawn time. And you watch the sun as it begins to rise. Rays of light shimmer onto the land and into the sky. You experience the beautiful colors of light that is dawn. And now as the glowing disk of the sun becomes visible above the hills, you see off into the distance a female figure. And she starts drawing closer and you see that she is a form of the goddess Ostara. She's appearing on the land in the east, and she's beginning to move even closer towards you. And as she moves, the land awakens with new life. Grass sprouting green, flowers blooming. The land awakens with new life. You see her now coming towards you, glowing, and now taking the form of a beautiful maiden. You see her radiant face, her flowing gown, and she's carrying a golden basket filled with beautifully colored eggs. And as she draws closer still, you notice beside her is her companion, a frisky, magical rabbit. And as they come even closer to you, you see that with each step that they take, the land around them bursts into even more beautiful new life, growing green and colorful with flowers as well as sprouting greenery. New grasses sprout from the ground, herbs flourish, trees are growing new leaves, are bursting into blossom. You call out a welcome to them and to the spring that they bring. And as you meet face to face, you see that the goddess Ostara and the rabbit are both smiling a welcome to you. Ostara then holds her golden basket towards you and invites you to choose one of the eggs in it as a gift of spring. And as you look at your choices, you notice that each egg has a different color, and some have multicolors and patterns. You see this wonderfully beautiful array of choices. You continue to contemplate, and then you'll notice that one of those eggs seems to have an energy about it that's for you. Reach in, take it, choose it, hold it. Hold it in both your hands and reflect on this for a few moments. Experience its coloration. What does that coloration bring in the way of a message for you? Pay attention to that. And now Ostara invites you to ask the sacred egg to actually give you guidance about personal growth in this springtime. This. Then be quiet for a few moments and pay attention to whatever words, symbols, sensations, impressions, any other forms of guidance message may emerge. Continuing to reflect on this sacred egg. And now, Ostara invites you to take this sacred egg and its power of new growth into yourself. Hold it to your heart. And as you do this, let it flow into your whole being. Experience the renewal of springtime. You feel yourself radiating vitality. Be immersed in this experience in the next few moments of quiet. And now, continuing to experience this vitality within you, you prepare to end this meditative journey and this spring equinox ceremony. Reflect on the coloration of the sacred egg message, your connection with Ostara, her basket of eggs and the rabbit, with this sacred hilly countryside and rising sun. Now we give thanks to all the sacred powers of spring that have been here in this meditation and in this ritual. We give thanks to Ostara, the rabbit, the basket, the eggs, the land, the rising sun, to the springtime, the greening grass, the blossoms. And now, as you take some deep, slow breaths, you return to waking consciousness and are stretching and moving, carrying with you your memory of this meditation and your experience with this ceremony. We give thanks to the sacred directions. In the ways that we call them, the fertile earth of the north, the warming breezes of the east, the waxing light, sacred fire of the south, the nurturing rains of the west, the day and night being in balance in the universe, above the land growing green and awakening beneath, the spirit of spring in center, within and around. And as we close, we do so with another chant. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. Rise in me. And if you wish, I invite you to join in speaking it wherever you may be. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. Rise in me. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. Rise in me. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. Rise in me. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. Rise in me. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. New life, spring forth. Rise in me. So mote it be. Well, we give thanks to spring in its many forms and invite that spring to continue to be with us. And now we shift into the second part of our show, which is a time for sharing. You can post some comments in the chat room, or you can call in 347-308-8222. Feedback about the ceremony and the meditations, welcome. Questions, comments, all welcome. And I'm wondering if we have any feedback from comments in the chat room from those of you who are on and monitoring this.
Hi.
Hi.
David and I are both here.
Right, here we are.
Well, and this is the spring thing because I've got two engineers for the show. That's wonderful. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I got some, looks like there's some folks looking to get ready to call in here on the chat. It's like, well, it's your turn. Kind of funny.
Well, someone just asked a question. The question is, and this is by Faye Edward Miller, in the circle craft tradition, how does the fertility aspect of spring equinox differ from the fertility or sexual aspect that occurs at Beltane?
That's a really good question. Well, I see that the fertility piece with spring is the seeds that have the potential of sprouting. So you're basically focusing on the possibilities. And with the land, when you're doing a blessing on the land, you're basically preparing the soil. You're preparing it for the new life. And Beltane itself is manifesting it. So you have, at the beginning of spring, you're thinking green, and by the time you get to Beltane, ideally, you not only have the green, but you also have the blooming time. Although in some places, it's actually blooming in March, which is a wonderful thing. So part of spring and celebrating the whole spring cycle is a readiness. It's the potential of fertility at spring equinox and then letting that move into the manifestation at Beltane. And actually, when you're working with the idea of fertility in the form of creativity, really it can happen at any point during the year, but how you focus your attention will differ. So the symbols of eggs, for example, representing new life that is yet to hatch, but it has that power of hatching. You get that for the spring equinox and Beltane. You have the flowers that are blooming and the starts of the fruiting that will happen during the summer. A good question.
That was a good question.
I also see that as energetically, there is, you know, a gradual increase that occurs between the equinox and Beltane, such that I see it as a very physical shift that I can perceive. And it seems like with starting new things at springtime, you really start to see the beginnings of a fruition starting at Beltane. At least that's the way it is for me anyway.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing that I've emphasized as Circlecraft tradition has been developing in different parts of the world, that it's really important to take a look at what spring is like in the place where you dwell. And to be able to celebrate spring in whatever way it presents itself. So if you're at a place where there are many trees in bloom, well, you have some of the blossoms that will be part of your spring equinox. In Wisconsin, we typically get the blooms at Beltane. So how we've developed our traditions there is we certainly have some flowers that we cut flowers that we bring and decorate our altars with at springtime, but it's Beltane is more the flowering time. But if you're in a place with much milder weather, and of course this year in many parts of the United States we've had a real blessing of early spring and even into summer, then you may be having some things that might not follow the usual pattern. So I would say that an important thing is to look at your spring rituals to put you in tune with what's happening in the environment where you live or where you happen to be at the time that spring appears.
Yeah, it's interesting. Here in Virginia, and you're here in the area too, just about all of the blooms on our cherry blossom tree have already bloomed, and it's, I guess, an identical or nearly identical version of the ones that have been planted down in Washington, D.C. And in previous years, this tree has not bloomed by this time. So this time around, we'll be bringing those blooms into the house, which we haven't been able to do at the equinox previously because they used to not bloom until early April. So that's kind of a cool thing. It's kind of new and different for us. We have these cherry blossom flowers we can actually bring into our house.
Right. Wow, wonderful. Well, and something else about working with spring equinox in particular in the Circlecraft tradition, that whole idea of preparing for spring and feeling the life surging up. You know, we've just come out of the winter, so there is this clearing away of debris. If you do gardening, it's getting rid of you know, things that may be old stalks and stems left over from the growing and harvest season from the fall, and, you know, getting the gardens ready, you know, pulling out old stems, cutting that back, and seeing the new shoots come up, moving the leaves away so that they can come up. So part of that whole fertility energy is making ready the ground in the environment for that growth. Well, that kind of new beginnings energy can really be done at any point during the year by calling to mind the memories of that. So if one was to start some type of new project, starting a book, for example, later in the year, one could do some spring equinox meditation work and bring that energy into the project, even if the season may be different. So the whole idea being to connect with habitat where you're at and the environment around there, that's important, but also recognizing cycles. There are cycles within cycles, and that we can actually use imagery of each season to aid us as we go through our life journey. I'm wondering if anyone that's either in the chat room or wants to call has anything they might want to share if they did the Ostara meditation, if they ended up getting an egg, getting a message, and if they want to share that.
Well, I think some of them kind of got started off on the topic of talking about gardening. So I will, because we've got about a minute delay between when we're saying it and when they can actually hear it. So we'll give them a minute to kind of catch up with us. But Friday on the Precess show, we talked a lot about balance for the season and different types of meditations people could use to achieve that kind of balance, particularly coming out of the winter months, because winter months are very hard for a lot of people, especially people who have issues with the lack of sunlight.
Well, absolutely, and I do
so
think
I like
that
you talk about that.
Yeah, I think it's really important to get out and get fresh air, not only get it in your home. Many people have their homes pretty tightly warding against winter chills and colds, and the house is pretty closed up, you know, during the whole season. So one of the reasons to do the let the spring breezes flow through your house ritual is not only the symbolic attunement to spring, but there's a real practical reason for it as well. It literally lets new air, new life flow into your home, and it can be a wonderful thing. I always wait until the first day of at least 68 or 70 degrees Fahrenheit temperatures, turn down the heat so it's not on, and I generally put screens in the windows and open them up and let the cross breezes happen. This year I actually didn't even put the screens in the window for one of the times that I did this, just to let the beautiful warm air just come flowing through the house, and you get the smells of spring awakening and being able to get out and dig in the earth, even if one may not be a gardener, can be such a powerful way of connecting with the land, literally.
Right, you know, and if nothing else, just take a walk outside on, you know, some grassy area or something barefoot, just to kind of connect with the earth and the new growth that's kind of going on and stuff is really energizing too. I've noticed that when I was back in my Navy days. I remember being on deployment once and had been on the ship for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we finally pulled in someplace, and I remember just walking and I found a park, and I just sat out on the grass and just enjoyed connecting with the earth there, and just being in that environment, you know, it wasn't spring, but, you know, just that connection with things that are growing and the energy that's coming up through the earth that way was really recharging.
And one of the things I like to do, in addition to the spring tonic tradition, is take a walk around my house, the yards, and looking at the new herbal shoots coming up and pinching some new leaves and actually just eating the leaves, the young shoots, young tender shoots. Certainly honoring the plant and giving it thanks, but what a wonderful thing. Young lemon balm is one of my favorite things, not only for a tonic tea, but the young leaves are great. And chives have come up, and I've already started putting them in salads, and that really getting that new life physically in you can be such a powerful way of celebrating the springtime.
Very true. Somebody has decided to share in with their what they saw in their meditation.
Great.
Yeah.
So someone says that their egg was real sky blue, and after they selected it, it hatched, and the chick within grew very quickly into a falcon. Any input on what that might mean?
Well, I think the first thing would be to look at one's personal connection with falcons. But if we have an alignment with the sacred dimension of a particular animal, it may appear in a meditation. And certainly falcons have a long, rich history of representing strength and courage, a very wonderful bird. So something one could do as a follow-up to the meditation is to actually do some research about falcon mythology, as well as imagining oneself as a falcon, doing a meditation where one is flying as a falcon. That's one possibility. The color blue can mean different things to different people, but it's so linked in with the sky color and in some cases a water color. And for many people, they find it relaxing and peaceful. So the color that or colorations that the egg may have presented itself to you, for those of you who've done the meditation, you can actually use that color as a meditation focus as well. Imagine yourself surrounded with the blue light, breathing it in, being one with it, and doing that for 5 to 10 minutes as a way of attuning to the color and letting it resonate with you at an even deeper level. So I hope that that was helpful.
So
when
we've got about, oh, I'm sorry, yeah. I was just going to say we have about 10 minutes left. And so we have a lot of listeners from all over the world, and a lot of them in the Southern Hemisphere are celebrating Maybun. Do you want to speak a little bit about Maybun so we don't leave those people out?
Well, absolutely. That's absolutely. In fact, when I did my post this morning on my main Facebook page, I said equinox blessings, recognizing some people are going into the fall season and some are going into the spring season. And one of the things that links the two of them together is that concept of balance. And really taking a look at one's life and the different parts of one's life, assessing balance. And one can look at the five elements of nature and do an assessment of the balance with the earth. What's going on with your physical health? What kind of balance may you want to bring to some area there? How about mind, the air dimension of consciousness, a balance of taking in, reading, learning, with sharing with others. Looking at the sacred fire, the balance of fire, energy, vitality in life, balance of work and play, of rest and activity. Looking at water and relations, the give and take in relationships. What relationships do you have where you feel there's a good balance? Which ones feel draining to you? Which ones feel energizing to you? How can you bring more balance into your relationship sphere? And at center in one's spiritual life, finding ways of having balance be one of those key points of oneself, no matter what, whether it's fall equinox or spring equinox, that one can carry that balance throughout each day, throughout each night. And I do think the power of balance is a lesson of equinox, whether you're in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere. The balancing point can be used as a real energizing piece for spiritual practice. Also in the circle craft tradition, both at spring equinox and fall equinox, the idea is that what you start at this time, kinds of things you do within the 2 days before and the 2 days after, that whole equinox time can really set in motion the next phase of a particular project or an endeavor, if you're starting something new in the spring or even in the fall, although that's typically associated with harvest time, still you can get what's called the equinox tides power by working with something as you go around the equinox time. It can really energize projects. And that's another important thing to do. So whether you're in the north or you're in the south, being able to celebrate balance as well as recognizing the particular magic of equinox to jumpstart endeavors. And I'm glad that we have balance and we have people from the north as well as the south. And certainly, as one goes into the harvest season for the fall equinox, the idea of beginning to reap what you've sowed at the spring, not only in the physical sense for those who do the gardening, but in the energetic sense of where you are in your life, that's a very important thing. Well, I see we only have a few moments left, and I'm wondering if there's any other comments or feedback before I do a closing blessing.
Well, not so much, unless one of you guys has something to put in.
Oh, just that it's interesting that I am starting a new teaching job this Thursday. So I didn't even think about the whole equinox connection and new beginnings until you were just talking about it tonight. I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, this is it's kind of an auspicious time because, yeah.
Well, and many blessings with that. And in closing, I would like to invite those who are tuning in to connect with the earth and with the sky. From the earth, we feel the power of the planets flowing up through us. From the sky, the power of the heavens flowing down through us. And in the center, we feel the power of balance, balancing our connection with planet Earth, our home, and our home within planet Earth, with our ability to think beyond the here and now, into the past, into the future, and to reflect on the universe and the life and energy that's above us. So may the springtime, or in places where there's autumn, may the power of this equinox time bless you and guide you. And may your time tonight enrich your path. Many blessings. Blessed be.
Blessed
and
day.
I invite you all to join us next week, where we're going to explore pantheons, the divine as many, the divine as one. We'll talk more about ways of connecting with the sacred and alignments. What are those and how do you work with them? And if you'd like more information from tonight's show, I invite you to go to my main Facebook page, where you can just go facebook.com and type in Selena Fox, and it will take you to a page where I have some links to the chant I did at the very beginning and an outline of some of the spring rituals that I shared tonight. I want to thank again Jeanette and David Ewing of Virginia and Tracy Wood from Illinois. I want to thank everybody who has tuned in tonight, and thanks for the power of equinox. May you all have a great evening, and thanks. Pagans Tonight Radio Network for making it possible. This is Selena Fox signing off and wishing you all a wonderful spring, or if you're in a place that you're welcoming fall, a wonderful autumn as well. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Thank you, Selena.
Blessed be, everybody.
Blessed be, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.